There, and then one fact that's like important.
Hello, I'm Peppy, and I play in the band OPEP. And fun fact, I really love fried avocado tacos.
Okay, nice. Important.
My name is Liv, and I also play in the band OPEP. My fun fact, also food related, is I put balsamic vinegar on everything.
Okay. Absolutely everything? Desserts included?
Well, sometimes those like strawberries and balsamic vinegar can be really quite nice.
Interesting. Now we've all learned that the first thing that I do after this is...
It's quite common things. In Australia.
Interesting.
No, I'm joking.
Gotcha. Wait, what's like the Vegemite?
Yeah.
Do you guys, are you pro or anti-Vegemite?
Pro.
Okay.
Pro.
Interesting.
Pep, you were saying the other day that that's the one thing you miss from home. Well, not the one thing, but I only miss Vegemite.
It's just nice in the morning, you know, on your toast.
I've tried it. I've got given it a go. It's okay. It's just different. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, it's going to be like jelly. It's not like a jelly at all. But yeah. I've learned now. So yeah, if you guys want to play a tune, that'd be cool to start us off with a something, and you can just...
For sure. We'll start with The Race, yeah.
Nice.
I'm just going to... well... This is it. Hey, Pep.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
You started skipping in a running race. 5 meters from the finish line, you fell from grace. Do you need to go and walk it out? Have a sit down, maybe stretch it out. It'll heal itself if you give it some time. Take a deep breath, let it unwind. Now you're swimming, the best exercise for pain. Out past those shark nets, you heard your name called again. He was inviting you in with his grin. He's a real fast mover, so swim, swim, swim. Take a sharp turn and back to land. He'll be disappointed, but I'm sure he'll understand. Oh my goodness, here comes His Highness, followed by my friend the air hostess. Who knows the mostest about his big jet plane, flying him home again, taking him over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain. Quit your limping now or follow my advice. No more excuses, cause they come at your own demise. I know a time to let it pass. When you overthink things, doesn't make it last. I'm telling you now, it's not such a big deal. Give it a rest, it won't feel so real. Way, oh, way, oh. Where did you go, my friend? Oh, no way, oh, way, oh. Ambulance is coming to take you home. Way, oh, way, oh. Where did you go, my friend? Oh, no way, oh, way, oh. Ambulance is coming to take you home. Oh, my goodness, here comes His Highness, followed by my friend the air hostess, who knows the mostest about his big jet plane, flying him home again, taking him over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain, over the mountain. Now you're walking at a different pace. You came first place in your running race. The first time you took it slow, well, slow you go. The faster you'll know you can heal yourself if you give it some time. I never did think I wouldn't change your mind.
Nice.
That was awesome, guys. Nice. Thanks. Clubs.
Thank you.
So, yeah, let's do some Q&A now.
The part we've been waiting for.
Easy Qs and easy As, I'm sure. So, start off by asking just, like, how did you guys find each other in life in general? And then how did you guys decide to, like, start playing tunes?
Well, we were nerds in classical music high school.
Nice.
And Liv was playing or singing in a concert. And one of the teachers had told her that Pepe was one of the only other people who liked playing other kinds of music. And so I was just walking through the corridor one day and Liv's like, hey, obviously that's that girl. I'll ask her to play a song with me. And then we started jamming and then it never really stopped.
Mm-hmm. And here we are today.
Yeah.
And what about the drummer? Also at the classical music school?
No. Well, we play with various players mm-hmm. now. But we met the guy who's with us on this tour through a friend's band and liked what he did. So here he is with us now.
Invited him to come all this way.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing for the next 3 months of your life? Want to come to the other side of the world? And he said yes.
So how long ago was that you guys were started like, yo, we could be OPEP. Let's do it.
Oh, we were just OPEP all of a sudden. Like back, like 6 years ago when we were in high school, that was our name. Was it a discussion that we had that we were like going to start a band? This is my Q&A for Pepe now.
I think it was.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe, I don't know who actually posed the question.
It just happened.
I feel like I definitely wanted to be in a band with you.
Oh.
But,
keep going.
But, I don't know. I think we decided.
Okay.
Because then we had to come up with a name, so.
You're like, well, my name's Pepe, so.
Yeah, that's actually how it happened. It was my name's Pepe, so.
No, and my name's Liv. Olivia.
Hey.
No, we actually went to school with a guy who called everyone by their initials, and Liv's initials are O-H, so she was called O a lot.
Nice.
And then it kind of just worked with Pep. And Pep is, they're also my initials, P-E-P, but mixed up.
Whoa. And also the first syllable of your name.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Freaky.
So what brought you guys to the States? You're just like, you know what? Let's do United States for several months. Pop over
casually.
Yeah,
why not, hey? Well, we were in town this weekend for Americana.
Mm.
And we were here in February for playing in Kansas City, Missouri. And from that, we kind of had this idea that we'd be coming back later in the year to do a bigger tour. And now it's later in the year, and here we are. But it started with Americana, and it goes until early November, all throughout the States and a bit of Canada.
And we also recorded our debut album just like a couple of weeks ago in Canada.
Oh, wow.
So that was also on the cards. Well, it's all in North America, so may as well do it all at once.
Yeah, because we live so far away, you know. Can't just dash home for a second.
So you guys just finished recording your debut album,
mm-hmm.
like a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Was that stressful or was it just cruising through easy stuff?
Oh man, well, we recorded on a lake, so mm-hmm. you know, sure, like we were there for 2 weeks and we worked with this amazing producer and we had a lot of laughs, and then when we had a break we'd just jump in the lake for a bit and just everyone would reset and then we'd go back in and start working. Like, it was so ideal.
That sounds like a vacation.
Yeah, but then we were like in the studio from like, you know, until late at night and just having too much fun, really. The worst job in the world.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. So the vacation continues.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to ask a Q?
Yeah, I mean, what's your favorite or more surprising part of North America so far?
Oh, this is a good question.
Surprising. Oh gosh,
you know what, because this is the fourth time we've been here in 18 months, it's kind of like the first time we got here it was like all this stuff. It felt so, the thing that gets me with America is that it's quite similar to home, but then there are just these quirky things that are subtly different that makes it feel completely surreal, like driving on the other side of the road. And you're like, yeah, I could be at home right now. And then, like, because we have so much American television at home, when everyone speaks to you, like, I remember the first time I was in San Francisco, I just felt like I was on the set of a TV show, because that's the only other time I'd experienced such kind of so many American accents coming at me. But it's just like little things will get me every now and then where I'm like, oh, I'm in America and it feels like home, but it's not. Plus, like, my family and friends aren't here, so there you go.
True. It's important.
Yeah. That didn't really answer your question, though, so Peppy, I'll palm that one over
to you. I've been thinking this whole time. Oh, this is really not that interesting, but I think it was still cool. Just all, like, every time I walk down a street, there's no, like, really, there's no fences around the houses. It's really nice. Just, like, all, like, these open spaces with just these houses on them.
It's cool. That's interesting. Yes. Any favorite American TV show?
Yes. Yeah, I got one.
Nashville.
Good answer. That's not what I was going to say. But that would be my second favorite. I love that show. I love Arrested Development.
Good choice. Yeah. Very good choice.
Yeah.
So is it like mostly you guys are like watching American TV, or there's some like popular Australian shows?
Yeah, we have Home and Away and Neighbours. I don't know if that like got here. No, never mind. That's all right. But like there is a lot of American television at home. But they're the big. I feel like maybe the UK has Neighbours or something like that. Like it's been exported. But there's stuff. But yeah. We love our American television.
A lot of Arrested Development. A lot of Nashville.
Nice. Yes. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice. If you guys, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to.
Thank you.
What's this one going to be called?
Tim Elganati?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll play a tune that's off our EP that just got released a couple of weeks back. I guess it was a month ago now.
Just a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And it's called Tea, Milk and Honey. And it's a song that was produced by the guy, Dan Ledwell, that we just finished recording our album with. So it sounds like this. Okay. Take time, take all the time you need. Take time or you won't succeed. Worry about your health sometimes. Take time, take all the time you need. Take time or you won't succeed. I take time and worry about your health sometimes. Like don't ever run when you can't walk. Heard you were yelling before you could talk. Well, thinking twice will lead you into a bad place. You gotta move fast till no space for time, no time for space. I ain't got what the human race need, no. I won't contribute to your polluted transaction. I've got places to be that ain't right here. If you stick with me, I'll make sure your time is alright. If you don't understand where I am now, it's better if we leave it. Oh wow. Why don't you just walk to the hill with everyone? We're going now. Why don't you come? I've been thinking about it. I've been worrying about it. Don't you get it? I've been fretting. I talk about it with my best friend. She says it's your loss. You don't know what you got. I know that you do, that's what scares you. Why don't you forget about it? Go on somehow, we won't ever talk about it no more.
get it. I've been fretting, I talk about it with my best friend. And my baby talks in a minute. She sings like a church with a choir in it. She shoots for the moon to land on the stars, and she wakes up heavy with a sunken heart. Ever thinking twice will lead you into a bad place. You gotta move fast to win. No space for time, no time for space. I ain't got what the human race needs. My baby runs 10 miles to win it. She moves like her body's got a fire in it. She makes me swoon when she walks in the room. She wakes up early and she leaves too soon. My baby talks in a mile a minute. She sings like a church with a choir in it. She shoots for the moon to land on stars, and she wakes up heavy with a sunken heart. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk, and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk, and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk, and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk, and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk, and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Milk and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk and honey never satisfy me. She don't read the news on the TV. Tea, milk and honey never satisfy me. Just breathe, no need to leave. I swear it was all in the plan. If you don't understand where I am now, it's better if we leave it.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Such a delicate violin sounds. Or I guess fiddle sound at some point.
Whatever you want to call it. I'm not fussed.
Nice. Well, yes. Thank you. That was very pleasant and kind.
Thanks.
So you guys have been doing music for, it's like about 6 years now, since the classical music school. What do you guys think you'd be doing if you weren't doing music right now?
Or
music activities, playing it.
Well, I went to law school for like 5 seconds. And then that was after I finished doing music at uni and then started a master's. But like, whatever. I'm really glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
What are you going to say?
You'd be playing soccer, surely.
No. Oh. I used to be really into soccer. But I thought maybe...
Wait, like you're going to go professional?
I don't know. I don't know.
Come on. Don't talk yourself down.
Maybe I could have. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I feel like I would have done like a visual arts course or something. Or... been a nurse because I recently was in hospital, and that's another story, but I was just so impressed. Nurses are just amazing.
They are.
Anyway, and I was like, maybe what am I doing with my life? No. Or I could make fried avocado tacos all day. As well.
These are all
my new favorite thing.
Great options.
Mm.
Nice. A lawyer and a soccer player.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
And still best friends.
Maybe.
No, of course. Yeah. So when you guys have a touring band, how many other people do you have besides just the core two?
Just two other people. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, drums and bass, usually.
Nice.
Mm.
So now do you guys have a bass person?
Mm, no. Well, yeah, no, we do. We'll have various people play with us while we're on the tour. But, yeah.
The pop-on.
Yeah, totally. Meet some new people. It'll be fine. Nice. Yeah.
Do you ever, like, meet someone the night you get there and you're like, come play the bass?
Yeah, that probably is going to happen soon.
Yeah.
But that'll be exciting.
Yeah. You're going to have to, like, find someone on the fly.
Oh, no, it'll be organized beforehand. Okay. Like, does anyone in the room play bass? Because we're...
Anybody listening right now?
Yeah, totally. But, yeah, so that'll happen soon.
Nice. And so where do you guys see yourselves moving forward? So you're in the United States, great tour, you go home.
Sleep for a couple of months. Okay, yes. No. Then we do some shows at home and... Look, I just hope we're back here real soon. That's all I'm thinking.
That's my aim.
Cool. I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Got to do some succession planning.
Yeah, totally.
In 10 years. Yeah.
Take over.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess I was just wondering, like, where you get your sound from. Is there any inspiration from Australian artists or, you know, other artists around the world? Were you, like, who have you always looked up to, I guess, as a musician?
Yeah. That's funny. We were talking about this earlier, that we should have a conversation about this before we...
Have a good answer to this question. Yeah.
Because I think that for Australian acts, Paul Kelly is like our most iconic songwriter at the moment. I don't know if you guys know him, but you should. He's so Australian.
In just a good way?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's in a good way. And... I grew up listening to him. So do you, right, Pep? But he's an Australian act, and then American acts. Recently, in like the past 12 months, we've really gotten into Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great band.
Who else? Oh, Alabama Shakes.
Do you guys like that new album? Because I'm in love with it.
It's wild. It starts so strong, so and you're cool. Like, oh yeah.
And the first album, anything they do, I'm just like, yes.
Yeah, wow. Never there actually.
Ah, there, cool.
No, and every time you see them live, she's really cool. The front woman, she's just powerful.
Oh, yeah. She's my favorite singer.
Amazing. Yeah. Wait, favorite singer of all time?
I think, well, I've recently started saying that she's my favorite singer, and I don't think it's like, I haven't really thought of it as an all time thing, but maybe.
Mm.
But favorite singer right now, for sure, and for a long time more, I'm sure.
Cool. For a long time more.
Yeah, until I decide that's not the case anymore.
Until you hear somebody else awesome.
Yeah. No, she'll still be my favorite. They'll be my second favorite after her.
Nice. Oh, yeah. High praise. I hope she's listening right now. Aww. Yeah. Pretty for the Alabama Shakes if you're listening. This one's for you. Dedicated.
Totally.
Well, I know. We just thought we'd just chill. Do you guys have anything that you want to answer?
Oh, gosh.
Just spin it around a little bit.
Maybe we can ask you guys some questions.
That would not be as fun, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure it would. No, there's nothing that I feel like I need to get off my chest.
No.
Me neither. Let's do a quick brainstorm. Let's do icebreaker questions.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's cool.
Okay, so you're on an island. You got three things. What are your things? Besides the fried avocado tacos.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Oh, no. My answer's going to be so lame. It's like a computer.
A boat to get off the island. Yeah, boat.
So I can keep doing some work. No. Okay. Pepe, you answer this one while I have a think.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were saying that Pepe's one of your things.
No, Pepe's not a thing.
Okay. Another good answer.
Yeah. Thanks, Liv. Okay, three things. I think that I'd like some kind of musical instrument. Whatever, don't care. I think that I'd like... I was going to say a boat, but not to go out of the island, just for fun, just for, like, you know.
Just for water sports. Just for,
yeah, rowing around, paddling, that'd be fun. Yeah. Oh, and a bike.
Yeah, good. Yeah, nice.
I love my bike so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have snorkels. Oh. Snorkels, a ball of some kind, and
for survival.
And pen and paper, just so I can write to home with the postal service that will operate on my island.
Hey, Mom, things are great here.
Yeah. Can you come get me like sometime in the future?
Just I've been snorkeling a lot.
Yeah. Keeping fit with my soccer ball.
Bliss.
Mm. Cool. Mm-hmm. What's another icebreaker question?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, you know, sometimes you'll go someplace and be like, today we're going to do speed dating. And you have to do, like, speed dating. But then they ask you that question where you're like, and you don't, can't think of an answer before you know what the speed dating's over.
Yeah. I've never done that.
Oh, really?
Oh. Maybe it's a thing here.
Yeah, speed dating.
It's like there's a big group of people and you are with someone for like 30 seconds and they have to try to make a good impression on you. Oh. And then it's like, okay, move on. And you move on to somebody else and you're just, hello. And you have to like kind of date them for 30 seconds. Just get a taste for everyone.
I think
it's a lot of pressure.
Would that be, I feel like if I had heard of this before, it would be like that. There's that other game that you play, which is like you say a word and then you have to say the first word that comes to your mind.
Oh, like the association thing?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
We'd always do that on family vacations, but then you'd always have, like, my littlest brother, because he was, like, too little. Yeah. You'd always just be like, oh, I wasn't thinking about anything. And we're like, okay, that's not how the game works.
Oh. There you go.
No, and then you have the one person who just says the wild word that's not related, and they're like, okay, I'm sorry, but it makes sense. And then the game's over.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
No, I'm trying to... We can play word association, but I'm not very good at it. I'm trying to think, but all the times I've played, it's just ended prematurely. I ended in tears from family members. So we won't play that game.
Family holidays, that's a good topic, though.
Wait, tell about your favorite childhood memory.
Oh,
that's a good question.
Oh, my answers are just so, like, I feel like I was always, like, when I was a kid, I was always kind of like a little adult.
A little briefcase going to work.
No, totally. I was really into corporate wear.
Business Libby. That's what we call
like,
it.
Like, I remember the first school social I went to, which is like school dance. Mm. I wore like a black power suit.
Like pants?
Pants. Yeah, I wore pants. I don't know. That was my... It was like a weird way to like be different in high school. Business Live.
So that was like a nickname? Like
that's just what Bibi calls me.
No, that's what I call it sometimes.
Business Live. I just remember this really beautiful... When you said that, the first memory that came to my mind was a concert that I saw. It was like Dr. Suzuki. So I grew up learning the Suzuki method, which is like a way of learning stuff. I think it's quite big here. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... anyway, I saw Dr. Suzuki's, like, nephew do a, like, impromptu show with someone else. Anyway, or it was his niece or something like that, some relative, and I didn't realize he was playing a Beatles song, and I didn't know it was a really famous song. And then I was sitting in the crowd, and all of a sudden, everyone started singing around me. Totally freaked me out. I have it recorded somewhere, but it was, like, a really big moment for little Livy. And that is the end of my story. Pep.
Cool story.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I've just been thinking, and I remember for like, it felt like since like, okay, how do I start this? Sorry. When I like set my mind on learning how to ride a bike without trainer wheels, that was like the biggest thing in my life at that moment. For it felt like years. And apparently I had a bath one day and Mum's like trying to rub off all this dirt off me, and I was like, ouch, there's just like bruises all down my legs because I was just obsessed. I just remember going up and down the driveway all at my friends' houses if they had bikes.
Anytime you go over to a friend's, like, you guys got a bike with no training wheels?
Seriously, okay, I'll be out back. And anyway, I think probably riding a bike was like my biggest moment ever.
I feel like it's still your biggest moment all the time.
Yeah, it's a big moment in my life.
Like, this is a live pep fun fact, but this time last year we were in Nashville and we were at Americana, but we bought these. Do you know what a Brompton is? It's like a foldable bike. It's got these tiny wheels. They're like really funky. Not in. It's like super daggy. Do you guys?
I think they're cool.
We need to hear some Australian slang.
Funky daggy. Anyway, we rode these bikes around town. And we'd ride all around Nashville. Anytime we wanted to get to a gig or whatever, late at night, and I think what could have been dodgy parts of town, we're just like totally naive.
Small wheels.
Oh, no, small. Can't go that fast. There are no bike paths around here. No, it's kind of dangerous. Not, yeah. Big cars. And we spent like 5 months overseas last year, mostly just like having an adventure. But a lot of that time was on bikes, and we just had like our instrument and a backpack each, and we just.
Wow.
Ride around.
Yeah.
And then get to a place and be like, this looks good.
Oh, yeah, sort of. Yeah, we go to like festivals, like learning like old time Appalachian music.
Ooh.
And then have our bikes and ride around playing fiddle tunes. And here we are 12 months later and we have a car now. We've upgraded.
Ooh, nice.
Which I actually am kind of sad about.
I still miss my bike.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, bikes. Good one.
Excellent memory to touch on.
Yeah.
What are some other living pep fun facts?
You know what?
You said it like there's like a full list of them.
Well, we sometimes play this game on the road called. Oh, you one. Say, you say, go on.
Oh, it's only I wanted to say it because I didn't think of anything else.
Okay, go on.
But we play this game called Get the Answers Right when we're really after like 4 hours in the car, and we just. You just have to get the answers right about the other person. Like, Liv will go, like, what's my least favourite nut? And I know that that's a cashew.
like stuff like that.
What's my favourite nut?
Yeah, what is my favourite nut?
I can't remember. I think it's almonds.
No. Brazil nuts.
That was my second. That was my second answer.
Or it'd be like, you know.
It always ends like this too.
Yeah, that's pretty much how
you don't know me well enough. We're finishing the game.
What's the name? What's my maternal grandmother's maiden name? See?
Oh, I thought you were going to know it.
Oh, I thought she knew it.
So there's so much to know about each other still. That's great.
Did you make up Get the Answer Right?
Pardon?
Did you make the game up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
It's a very blunt title for...
True.
Yeah.
Very creative.
No, it's not.
Have you got another fact, Liv?
Do I?
Fun fact.
Oh, okay.
That has to be fun.
A fun fact. Oh, I have no fun facts. Pep's first boyfriend's name was Oliver.
Correct.
Yes.
I didn't realize we were playing this game now.
Oh, is that? That was
like a fun fact.
In primary school.
Trying to think of... No, I don't know what yours would be.
What's my favourite colour?
Oh, no.
Because I don't actually have an answer to this question, so, you know, sometimes you find out things about yourself.
Is it orange?
I do wear a lot of orange, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And and you just now found out your favourite colour. <I know. laughs>
Thanks for telling me.
Cool.
So, yeah. What are your favourite colours?
I think purple. I'd say purple.
I don't know.
See, it's like, a hard question.
Sometimes it's like blues. Sometimes you see a colour when you're walking down the street and you're like, yo, that's it. That's my favourite one. And I've never seen a better colour. And then you're like, never see it again.
Oh, so, that's true.
All of those. But like, you're just wearing a cool shirt and you're like, yo, love that shirt. And they're like, thanks. It's like... The other day, this kid was wearing these shoes that were laser lemon. I was like, yo, laser lemon's my favourite colour.
Wow.
But... Yeah. Probably never gonna see laser lemon again.
Mm.
So I was like, those are lime green, nice. And he was like offended. How dare you? They're laser lemon. I was like, okay, are you joking? But yeah, I was being serious.
Oh, cool.
Learn something new every day. Laser lemon.
Laser lemon.
So yeah, if you guys want to play another tune, you could do that.
Oh yeah, hey, no worries.
Do you have my Bushwick?
Yep, yeah, sure.
That's
great for me, you guys. That'll work. Oh, you too. Okay. Thanks for letting me stay with you.
No, you're good.
All right. I wish someone would throw me a bone.
And I wish someone would show me how to get home. Well, I had it too good from the start then. Someone's gonna have to remind me again. I got a pocket full of money and I gotta get home. It'll pay for a third of the cab ride along. And so I hail the cab and then I hear the tone of the train arriving on a platform that's close. I've been walking a lot. I've been walking through the snow. I lost feeling in my big left toe. I haven't slept much at all. And next time I sleep, I fall into a deep dark hole. My God, where am I now? Deep breath from my teeth, through my throat to my chest. I got a pocket full of money and I gotta get home. It'll pay for a third of the cab ride along. And so I hail the cab and then I hear the tone of the train arriving on a platform that's closed. So I run to the platform but the train is leaving. As I catch my breath, I can't help believing that I don't belong here, cause the people they stare. And I start to freak out and I head for the stairs. Now I'm waving my hands in the middle of the road and the cars won't stop, no they won't even slow. And I am slipping on the sidewalk going for the hot dog. Freeze, it's minus degrees and it's creeping right through me from my ankles up to my knees. Please, I gotta go now. It's moving right through me from my belly up to my brow. Wow, this is not what you want now. Soon enough, baby, my body's gonna shut down. Downtown, uptown, riding the train. 4 a.m. since I got off the plane. And I wish someone would remind me. Everything I've done is behind me. Well, I had it too good from the start. Something's gonna have to remind me again.
Nice, thank you.
Very cool.
Wow. So, yeah, that was wild at the end. That was
awesome. I really liked that at the end. That was good.
It's cool sound.
So is that off of the debut album?
Yeah,
that'll be on there.
Yeah, we recorded that recently, so
who knows? When will you be releasing it? Do you know?
Sometime next year, we think.
We think. Strong maybe on that one.
Yeah. No, it'll definitely get released. I just think it'll be next year.
Nice. Well, thank you. We actually have a buddy coming in to do another show soon after this. So cool. If you guys want to talk about the shows you guys have coming up?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'd love to. So we're going to do a southern stint from tomorrow. We head into Arkansas, Little Rock Folk Club. Yes. And then we're off to Austin and then New Orleans. And we
cool. There's so many southern cities.
Yeah, totally. We can't wait. I really love the South. So we're away for ages, so if anyone wants to check out all the dates, they're like all over our website and Facebook and Twitter and you know.
And we're going up again, up the East Coast through New York to play the CMJ Music Marathon, and then across a little bit of Canada and then back down the West Coast. So that's our route.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it will be route and route. There's an Australia. There you go. Sorry. And then all of a sudden it's November. So there you go.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
So yeah, if you want to check out OPEP, you can go on their Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And your website is just
opep.com.
Oh,
easy to remember.
Pretty easy to remember. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty self-explanatory. Uh-huh. So yeah, check them out. They're cool people. They're good at music and they want to hang out. So
yeah,
check them out. So yeah, it's been a pleasure having you in here today. Thank you for playing all your songs.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys rock.
Thank you for having us.
Cool. So, now everybody, let me all say goodbye at the same time. Ready? One, two, three. Goodbye.